Saskatoon. Livestock-focused research projects spearheaded by researchers at the University of Saskatchewan, USASC, and USASC-affiliated centers received almost $6 million from the Agriculture Development Fund, ADF, and are supported by industry co-funders. 19 USASC-led and 4 VITO-led projects were provided funding by the ADF, which received support from both the federal and provincial governments. 2 additional projects at USASC's Prairie Swine Center, PSC, also received funding. The ADF is supported through the Sustainable Canadian Agriculture Partnership, CAP, an investment of $3.5 billion over 5 years from federal, provincial and territorial governments with the goal of supporting the agri-food and agri-product sectors across Canada. The sustainable CAP includes $1 billion in federal programs and activities and a $2.5 billion commitment for programs designed by provinces and territories that is cost-shared 60% by the federal government and 40% by provincial, territorial governments. Projects supported by this round of ADF feature research in areas including livestock management strategies, innovative animal vaccination and disease prevention techniques, behavioral analyses, genomic development of feed, and more. The cutting-edge research conducted at USASC, VITO and our affiliated centers is changing the way the world approaches agriculture, said USASC's Vice President Research Dr. Baljeet Singh, Ph.D. Our skilled and accomplished researchers continue to create formidable change, exploring new techniques and technologies so we can continue to be what the world needs in our critical agricultural industry. Industry co-funders for this round of ADF funding include the Saskatchewan Canola Development Commission, the Saskatchewan Cattlemen's Association, the Saskatchewan Forage Seed Development Commission, Saskatchewan Pulse Growers, and the Saskatchewan Wheat Development Commission. Finding efficient cows. A USASC researcher hopes to discover a genomic connection for what makes an efficient cow. Dr. Mika Asai Coquel, Ph.D., with the College of Agriculture and Bioresources is using a newly developed ranking system to identify efficient cows from among large populations. From there, Asai Coquel will look to identify genomic regions that separate efficient cows from less efficient cows, and expressions that link efficient cows together. As Asai Coquel puts it, an efficient animal is traditionally measured as one that reaches peak growth with least required supplementation, whether that be food or other inputs. For mature beef cows, the focus is not on growth, rather the cow's ability to carry and wean a healthy calf. Asai Coquel's new research will look at more specific traits to measure efficiency, and find genomic links between those traits. That end goal, really, is if we can identify the different genomic variations in these cattle that are associated with that trait, you can eventually select for that trait, she said. That would be ideal for our cattle industry. Asai Coquel received $147,992 for this project, as well as co-funding from the Saskatchewan Cattlemen's Association. She said her research is built off a previous ADF-funded project which developed a new ranking for determining efficient cows, focusing more on a cow's ability to reproduce while maintaining a healthy weight. Asai Coquel's new research will use the new ranking to identify efficient cows across a much larger population, and then single out genomic regions associated with traits that could be selected to continue raising more efficient cows. If we can identify portions of the genome involved, then you can start to breed for a more efficient cow, and at least you can select for the best cows genome-wise, she said. The aim is to identify genes. We do want to associate areas of the genome with efficient cows, and those can give us clues to discover which genes are involved. The benefits of raising more efficient or productive cows extend to all levels of the farming process. Asai Coquel said more efficient cows mean less cost and less environmental impact as the industry moves more and more towards increased sustainable agriculture. Asai Coquel praised the ADF and the Saskatchewan Cattlemen's Association for continuing to support cutting-edge genomic research and helping her establish herself as a researcher in this field. They have helped me and been really supportive. It has been the backbone of building this research lab, she said. Preventing disease in calves. new research spearheaded by Dr. Nathan Erickson, DVM, at USASC's Western College of Veterinary Medicine, WCVM, Dr. Nilisha Malmuthuj, PhD, with Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada in Lethbridge, and Dr. John Ellis, PhD, of the WCVM is looking to control bovine respiratory disease in calves. As Erickson puts it, the beef industry is very segmented. He said the goal of this project is to help maintain the health of calves as they transition from the earliest stage of birth and growth into the second stage, or the feedlot stage. The project is receiving $157,672 from the ADF. That transition from cow-calf to feedlot is where we really see a large prevalence of respiratory disease, Erickson said. There's a lot of different stresses that precipitate respiratory disease. Our goal is to figure out the best vaccination, priming and boosting of these animals to have robust immunity all the way out to that high-risk phase. Erickson said this project is a continuation of research that has been ongoing since at least 2016. He praised the collaborative efforts of researchers throughout the WCVM and industry partners in supporting ongoing research to protect calves from disease. Erickson's team is working with vaccine protocols in which calves receive a vaccine delivered nasally through mucosal membranes, and then receive a booster further down the line. Because of high concentrations of maternal antibodies in newborn calves, Erickson said early injection vaccines aren't as effective because the maternal antibodies interfere with the vaccine response by partially neutralizing the vaccine antigen. The new strategy involves priming calves with mucosal vaccines that can be given almost immediately after birth and bypass the maternal antibody issue. However, mucosal vaccines do not have the same duration as an injected vaccine, which means finding the optimal time to later provide a booster becomes critical. Erickson and his team hope to develop the best immunization protocols for calves to ensure they are protected as long and as comprehensively as possible. It's really about creating memory in the immune response so when we get to the high-risk phase, they'll hopefully have that memory established, he said. Previous to this prime boost idea, we haven't had a good way of establishing memory well in young calves. Erickson said their hope is to provide the most accurate information to veterinarians and the producers they are working for to vaccinate calves against a disease that is a rampant issue among feeder calves. Full list of ADF funding recipients from USASC, VETO and PSC is below. USASC's Agriculture Development Fund funding recipients in livestock and forage research. Mika Asai Coquel, PhD, College of Agriculture and Bioresources, Genomic Association Analysis of Forage Efficiency in Beef Cows -$147,992 co-funded by the Saskatchewan Cattlemen's Association. Aaron Beattie, PhD, College of Agriculture and Bioresources, Improving Forage Barley and Oat Varieties Through Novel Traits and UAV-Based Phenotyping -$494,500. Bill Bilagetu, PhD, College of Agriculture and Bioresources, Development of New Red Clover Cultivars for Western Canada -$304,433 co-funded by the Saskatchewan Forage Seed Development Commission. Bilagetu, Genetic, Genomic, and Agronomic Approaches to Improve a Non-Bloat Legume, Sicer Milk Vetch Productivity and Adoption in Western Canada -$365,595. Nathan Erickson, DVM, Western College of Veterinary Medicine, Development of an Enhanced Early Life Program, EELP, to Improve Health and Productivity of Beef Cattle -$157,672. Sasantha Gomes, BVSC, PhD, Western College of Veterinary Medicine, A Novel Vaccination Strategy to Control Enterococcus, E. coli disease syndrome in broiler chickens at the hatchery -$190,000. Weiqing Guo, PhD, College of Engineering, dust filtration device for improving air quality in poultry and swine barns -$82,000. Brianna Kelln, PhD, College of Agriculture and Bioresources, evaluation of stocking rate, grazing duration and recovery times on native grassland -$109,737. Kelln, cereal pea polyculture for silage. Effect on forage production, ruminal fermentation, GHG emission and economics -$129,854. Bart Lardner, PhD, College of Agriculture and Bioresources. Evaluation of perennial forages under grazing for enhanced environmental sustainability and animal health -$319,600. Kathy Larson, College of Agriculture and Bioresources. A decade on. How have the 35 ranchers under 35 fared? -$69,566 co-funded by the Saskatchewan Cattlemen's Association. Matthew Lawin, DVM. PhD, Western College of Veterinary Medicine. Improving consistency of swine dysentery vaccine -$108,000. Rex Newkirk, PhD, College of Agriculture and Bioresources. Development of a co-extruded canola meal and pea starch product to replace dietary soybean meal -$187,298 co-funded by the Saskatchewan Canola Development Commission and Saskatchewan Pulse Growers. Gregory Penner, PhD, College of Agriculture and Bioresources. Addressing high sulfate water for cattle and sheep -$596,463 co-funded by the Saskatchewan Cattlemen's Association. Gabriel Ribeiro, PhD, College of Agriculture and Bioresources. New perennial forages selected for improved yield, environment resilience, nutritional value, and carbon hoofprint -$113,898 co-funded by the Saskatchewan Forage Seed Development Commission. Antonio Rossini, PhD, Western College of Veterinary Medicine. Known unknowns. Macrolide resistance at beef cattle feedlots -$240,000. Terry Fonstad, PhD, College of Engineering. Impacts of cow-calf operations on water resources -$293,000. Fonstad, pathogen survival in mortalities management -$310,000. Lifeng Zhang, PhD, College of Engineering. Reduction of odor and bioaerosol emissions in swine barns using cold plasma -$280,000. VIDO's ADF funding recipients in livestock and forage research. Jose Perez Casal, PhD, VIDO, adjunct professor at WCVM. Development of an efficacious Histophilus somni subunit vaccine for beef cattle -$212,835 co-funded by the Saskatchewan Cattlemen's Association. Anish Thacker, PhD, VIDO. Development of a customized RNA vaccine platform for rapid response to animal disease outbreaks -$264,000. Heather Wilson, PhD, VIDO, adjunct professor at WCVM. Bioengineered yeast to provide antimicrobial peptides and functional amino acids to preserve and improve gut health in piglets -$300,000. Wilson. Oral vaccine for pigs against PRRSV and PEDV -$300,000. Prairie Swine Center's ADF funding recipients in livestock and forage research. Jennifer Brown, PhD, Prairie Swine Center. Adjunct professor in College of Agriculture and Bioresources. Improving sow management and performance using precision feeding -$195,000. Jen Yun Cho, PhD, Prairie Swine Center. Finding the optimal loose lactation system and management for Canadian pig production -$196,000. Submitted by USASC Media Relations.